Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Brooklyn's Radio Playhouse brings you a play from upstate Surrey.
Upstage Surrey presents Last Supper by Mary Dawson.
Well, I've told you once and I've told you twice, but you never listen to my advice. You don't try very hard to please me, but what you know, it should be easy. Well, this
So it's Easter Sunday. I've invited the neighbours for supper. The ones that live two doors down. Harry and his wife. The trout pout Cindy. He's a really nice man, Harry. What a lot of time for the bloke. His wallet's somewhat lighter since he met and married her, that Cindy. Got a couple of grandkids. Type of fella you'd like as your granddad. She doesn't have much to do with them. Oh, well, better get myself in the kitchen and start preparing supper. As hapless, that's what I call him, Richard, my other half, is just emerging from the bathroom with that overpowering smell of Old Spice. I tried buying him some decent aftershave. Chanel. What a waste of money that was. No point giving expensive gifts to a man with no taste.
What time are we expecting the guests for dinner, dear?
Soon.
Cindy said that you invited them both to supper. It's only lunchtime. Surely you meant to say brunch. Is it the medication?
Medication? What has my supper party got to do with the medication?
No, I was just saying, dear. Maybe it's making you confused the time of day.
Listen, you. It's my party. And if I want to call it a supper party, then I will. And if I want to have it at 12 o'clock in the day, then I will. Okay? After all, it might be my last supper.
Don't say that, dear. You've been looking so well lately.
Oh, yes, a right picture of health.
Well, you know, under the circumstances.
Okay, well, it might be your last supper then.
Really? This dark humour of yours?
Hi, Debs. How are we today?
Always better for hearing your voice, Harry.
Well, I'm just calling to apologise, as I won't make the dinner. Supper party. Got to see the grandkids. Easter Sunday and all that. They do love gorging themselves with chocolate, and I don't want to disappoint the little darlings. Cindy said she can make it, said to let you know she'll pop round soon. Although if I can escape the mayhem and it's not too late, I'll pop by my way home.
Oh, yes, do that, Harry. Do pop by. I'll need someone to clean up the carnage.
Sorry, what about a car? My hearing isn't what it used to be.
You enjoy, Harry. I'll see you later. Now, when Harry said to me Cindy would pop round soon, it was at this stage I wanted to say, really? Now, that's novel, considering she's never away from the house. Having those cameras and microphones installed was definitely money well spent. Hold up. I can see Hapless putting his grubby hands all over the food I'm preparing. Better get back through to the kitchen before he spoils or spots anything.
Is there anything I can do to help you with, my dear?
No, thanks. Too many cooks and all that. Well, that was Harry. He's not coming.
Oh, that's a shame.
For who?
Have you taken your medication? I'll get it, dear.
You do that, and I'll stay in the kitchen doing what I do best. Can you believe the chink of the man? Asked the doctors last week how long I had. He just can't wait to get me in that box. Always been an impatient sod. I said to them, don't you tell him anything about my health or anything else about me. And I also said to those doctors, you just make sure I've enough. more than enough medication to get me through these final weeks, even if I have to pay.
It's Cindy, dear.
Now there's a surprise. How are you, Cindy?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you?
Oh, you know, still breathing. I do like that pillar box red dress you've got on. Matches the colour on your trout pout.
I beg your pardon? What?
Debbie!
Yes, that's me. Better get back to the kitchen and finish the feast. I'm sure Ricky here will attend to your every need.
It's the medication, Cindy. I think the docs have given us some stronger stuff.
Really? How strong? Hope it's strong enough.
I'm just pouring a glass of champagne for Cindy. I know you can't have one. Not with your medication, dear.
It's at this point I'm just itching to say to Hapless, oh, my medication. The month's supply that I'm blending to stick inside your steaks. And when were you so concerned about my health or qualified as a doctor to tell me what I can and can't have? Oh, don't you be worrying your little self about my medication, darling. Just pour me a large vodka and go easy on the tonic. I want to taste it.
Here, Cindy, take a seat at the table. I'll just go and help Debbie bring the food through.
Would you like me to? Anything I can do.
You're already doing it, adding some glamour to this tired old table.
You're such a sweetie.
Talking about glamour, light the candelabra, Ricky, and not too close to Cindy's face. Can't have melted plastic on the tablecloth now, can we? Almost impossible to get off.
I think we'd better bring the food through, just in case Cindy decides that going to McDonald's would be a more favourable option for her at present.
You are such a drama queen, Ricky. Why would she want to go to McDonald's? They don't put candelabras on the tables.
Is it, just soup for you then, Debbie?
Afraid so. All the stomach can take these days.
It looks very appetizing.
Appetizing? It's appetizing about chicken noodle soup without the noodles.
Do you have to slurp?
Of course I do. I love slurping. Anyway, Cindy, it's the steak. Cooked how you like it. Not too well done. Only you seem to be struggling there a bit to chew and swallow it.
Oh, no. It's fine. Just had, some dentistry work, and it's delightful, actually, and whatever, flavouring you've added, it's simply delicious.
Oh, good. Thought for a minute you were going to say I'd overcooked Buster's old rump.
Debbie, I wish you'd stop.
What is it, Ricky? Spit it out.
When you invited Harry and I for supper, I thought you meant brunch.
Really? And when I married Richard, I thought he'd be faithful.
Can I have some water? Something seems to have... stuck caught in my throat.
Oh, dear. Come, Ricky. Help me clear the plates as we're all finished now, and you can get some water for the guest while I put out the fondant.
Now, this nonsense has to stop, Debbie.
This nonsense has to stop?
This nonsense. Behaviour. Whatever silly game you're playing.
Oh, too early for the party games, Ricky. Not until after dinner. You're both going to love these fondants. They're so delicious and so runny in the middle. Perfection. I reckon they might be the best ones I've made so far.
What's this? This dog collar? Would I be right in thinking that this is Buster's collar?
You would, Ricky. You would. Our good old faithful, dear departed hound Buster.
But I thought you... When you had him cremated... This went with him.
Oh, silly me. I blame it on the medication. Forgot to book a slot. Anyway, he's in the freezer if you fancy another piece of rump.
I'm seriously going to have a word with these doctors about your medic.
Oh, love, what's wrong? Just you take yourself off back through to the table.
Ouch!
Slowly now. Don't want you falling over. I'll bring the water and fondant through.
Water! Water! Can you pour?
Patience, Ricky, patience. My, you're looking rather pale, Cindy. Not your usual glowing self. You okay?
No. Yes. I mean, fine, really. Hope that fondant is not for me. Don't think I can have any more, that's it, more.
Don't be daft, of course you can. We all can. And besides, Richard here, my husband, he tells me you like chocolate. In fact, Richard tells me you like a lot of things. So come on, eat up, finish the champagne. It goes flat once opened.
Oh, this is so, so, so... So gooey, runny in the center, middle, runny in the middle, that's it.
That's a girl. You lap it up every last bit, and you, Ricky. Look at you drooling at the mouth. Here, let me help you with that last bit.
I need more of...
Well, we all know what you need, Ricky. Now, only a few spoonfuls to go. That's it. Swallow. Good lad. And don't you worry. I'll be having some as well. Maybe not quite so much as you two, but that's because I'm not greedy. Never been the kind of person who wants to have her cake and eat it. And no point wasting any of the two bottles of liquid morphine I used for the centre.
What's my drink? I need some water. Water.
Oh, you want some water again? Oh, silly me. I've just spilled it all down the front of that pillar box red dress. You okay, Cindy? You've gone rather quiet. Don't you be falling off that chair now. I'm not as strong as I used to be. Certainly not strong enough to pick you up. And as for Ricky here, can you hear him trying to get all the attention with that silly coughing he's doing? So, that was the supper party, folks. A memorable one indeed. Harry didn't arrive back until 11 o'clock at night. I'll have to take his word for that, as I can't remember. Last thing I can remember was sitting in front of the box watching the Easter Sunday service. Well, I say watching, but my lids kept closing. Probably the half bottle of vodka I'd consumed. Never a good idea to drink that much when you haven't had much to eat. But I did hear Harry calling through the letterbox when he spotted Richard sprawled out across the floor. Then the sound of ambulance sirens. And they did get me to St. Joseph's okay. He came to see me yesterday. Harry did. What have you been up to, Debs? He said. Having a supper party in the middle of the day. We both laughed. He asked if my pain was under control. I said yes, the pain had gone now. No more pain. Just a waiting game now, Harry. I thought he said thank you before he left. I might have been wrong. It might have been the medication. I'll probably be cremated before their funerals take place. But Harry, good old Harry, he assured me he'd make sure the nails were securely hammered into their coffins.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore.
You have been listening to Last Supper by Mary Dawson. Produced and directed by Upstage Surrey and edited by Colin Hansford. With Sahara Choan as Debbie, Richard Newbold as Richard, Emma White as Cindy, and Colin Hansford as Harry. Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment written and performed by local people for local people.
Send falling stars that seem to cry. Your baby doesn't want you anymore. It's
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.